Hunter Dozier, Kansas City Royals.
Such a big league experience.
Coach on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a major league ball player. I got the man here, HD. How we doing?
Good, how are you?
All right. You know, taking our youngsters behind the scenes, what it's like being a major league ball player. Now, you done had 8 seasons in the big leagues.
Parts, yeah.
So, I mean, what longevity? I mean, a lot of guys don't last past 1 or 2 years. So how do you account for your longevity?
Just trying to do things right off the field. For me, it's working out, you know, staying mobile, eating the right things, doing the right things. Just trying to live a clean life off the field.
Yeah, so what is, you know, this role? A lot of kids, you know, I used to coach college basketball, scout a 5 major league team. A lot of kids think you get to the big leagues and you're just here. They don't realize the dues you guys got to pay.
Yeah, no, it's hard. Like they always say, it's, you know, hard to get here, but harder to stay. You know, you just got to continue to work hard, continue to try to do the right things, make adjustments, because it isn't easy up here at all. So you definitely have to learn how to make adjustments and find ways to get better.
So many times that you just threw your hands up and wanted to walk away from this game.
Yeah. Like I said, this game's tough. I'll beat you up at times, but you got to get back to work. You got to keep working hard, making those adjustments. Just realize how big of a blessing it is to be up here.
Mm-hmm.
Just be, you know, thankful for every day, but continue to work hard.
And from one season to the next, I mean, you know, what adjustments you have to make to stay, the tweaks that you got to do with just adjusting the pitchers?
Yeah, I mean, I think it varies season to season, but, I mean, you'll learn over a course of the season, you know, what you need to work on, what, you know, pitchers are doing to you, how they're getting you out. So in the offseason, find those little adjustments that you need to make and just work hard.
And, I mean, you know, when you think about being in the big leagues, I mean, you know, and you think about the friendships you made and, you know, having coached college ball, I know it's like a family. You know, you're around these guys more than you're around your own family. So, I mean, what's that experience like?
Yeah, I think you said it. I mean, we are around these guys a lot more than our families. It's like a brotherhood. I love these guys in here. They're some of my best friends. So when you enjoy the guys, you're, you know, around all the time. It makes it for a fun experience.
Well, let's talk about playing for the Royals. You know, as I said, I scouted for 5 major league teams. My first paying scouting job was with the Kansas City Royals. So, you know, it's a special place in my heart for these Royals. So, what is it like being a member of the Kansas City Royals?
It's great. I love this organization. It's the only thing I know. I was drafted by them. Front office is great. Dayton does an amazing job. But, yeah, I've been blessed to be able to be a part of this organization.
Who was the scout that drafted you?
Mitch Thomas.
I thought she was going to say Mike Maine. Do you keep in touch with him?
I do, yeah. He'll text me every now and then, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, he's like, you know, get the Christmas presents, Christmas gifts and all that from
he needs to, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Last question. I probably asked you this a couple years ago when I interviewed you. When you walked in this locker room for the first time, saw your uniform hanging up, what was that feeling like?
Just overwhelmed with joy. Just realized how big of a blessing it is to be up here.
Did you cry?
No, not when I walked in, but when I got the call that I was coming up, I definitely.
First hit?
First hit, no, but I think it was more of just getting that call, knowing that I was going to coming up to Kansas City.
Coach taking youngsters behind the scenes with the man, HD.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.